Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Hope Collection Talk Radio Show. We're here to serve you, to help you, and to help you to help other people. We're here. My name is Bob Oakley. I'm your host today, and broadcasting here from beautiful New Jersey in the East. And we're broadcasting all over the world, as a matter of fact. The Hope Collection is connected through the internet to over 70 countries around the world. So we're happy to be here, and I hope you're all having a great day. We have at least one guest lined up for today. I don't know if I have any other guests coming on or not, but we'll just play it by ear as we go through. See, this show is not about me. It's not about any of us that are involved with the Hope Collection. It's about you. It's about helping you to have a better life and to help you to accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish in your life. That's what we do. Many of us are certified life coaches like myself, and we have the skills that are needed to help people. And if we don't have it, we have the resources that we can get someone that can help you. See, I don't know when I start talking with someone, I don't know what it is that they need help with. So we go through a little telephone interview where we interview you, ask you a few questions, and we find out what it is your real interests are. And that's one of the things that a life coach does for people. A life coach just helps them to define what it is that they're really the most interested in and what their most needs are. And we work for people, and we work with people as long as they want us to work with them. And I am committed to give you a lifetime coaching for free. I don't charge for my services. And we can talk anytime you want to. We do much of our... much of our coaching we do now through using audio services, sometimes video services, because we have access to video programs also where we can talk face-to-face using video conferencing or using whatever medium we use. So I see one of my guests is... Yes, come on, my friend Derek. How you doing, Derek?
How are you?
I recognize the telephone number. Derek and I talk probably two or three times a day, every day. And we're working together. I'm working to help Derek, and Derek's working to help other people. So
I gave out two hope cards today.
Excellent. Folks that are listening, you may not know what a hope card is, but we have a card that's like a business card that's been developed over the years, and we use it to hand out to people to help them to get information about the Hope Collection. It has a name on it, and it has it's very beautiful multicolor cord, and it's used very effectively to introduce people to the program. And this show here is sort of a second step for people. Sometimes people use this call as a first step, but the first step is usually meeting someone. And I know Derek is very, very good at doing that. Right, Derek?
Yeah.
Derek meets people every day. And he does it through, a lot of it's done through. Yeah, Derek wants to help people. That's his motto, is helping people and helping them to have a better life. Right, Derek?
Yeah, help people have a better life. You think a lot of people are going to be calling me someday?
Yes, absolutely.
Bob, you think people are going to be calling me?
Yeah. See, people are hurting today, Derek. They're hurting in many ways. They're hurting financially. They're hurting because they don't have jobs. They're hurting because the cost of living has gone up so much. And some people need help. They need help in housing. They need help in improving their finances. They need help just in dealing with family issues. And we have all of those and many more programs that help people in those areas. And we don't have people do it by themselves, right, Derek?
No, we do it with them.
We offer to help them. Right. We give them the help that they might need. Some of the people I'm thinking of right now that you're personally involved with is a guy named John from Tennessee.
John, yeah.
And we're helping John to get set up in a program where he's going to help a lot of people. We're helping we're helping a lady out in California. Her name is Janet. She has a daughter, and she lost her husband through a heart attack about 5 or 6 years ago, and she needs a lot of help. She's working, but in California, expenses are even more expensive than they are in other parts of the country.
You guys aren't busy here at all today, huh?
So working with Janet and many others Derek is contacting and using a lot of times using social media and sometimes just meeting people in a coffee shop and giving them a hope card and tell them if they need help. And right, Derek?
Yeah.
It's a very simple process. We contact a person and find out if there's something that they need that we can help them with. And then we help them to move forward in resolving, finding a solution to whatever it is they want to do.
You think I'm going to make a lot of money doing this, Bob?
I'm sorry, what?
You think I'm going to make a lot of money doing this?
Yeah,
we're gonna work with them.
Takes time.
Yes, it takes a little time because everybody that we talk to has a life before we talk to them.
Yeah.
So they have a life, and they are doing the best they can in whatever situation they're involved in their life, and they're doing the best they can to have a family to support their family. So some people need help in that area. Some people need help in the education. We have programs to help them in that.
Is this your store?
Some people are interested in getting certified in a particular area. I was talking to a young lady recently And she wanted to get certified as a medical transcriptionist. And so we have a certification program that we can she can take advantage of, and at a very minimal cost. It's not like when you go to college and get certified in something, or you go to a business school and get certified in something. It's very expensive, but our programs are set up to be very inexpensive. Dr. Joel Griffin, who was the founder of the Hope Collection many years ago, I think it's about 25 years ago now, or more. Time flies. Time flies when you're having fun. But anyway, he got a hold of this company, a nationally recognized company that helps people to get certified. And they do it online. They can take a test. They can get some training in it. If they need some training, then they take a test and they pass the test, and they get an official certification for a very minimal cost. I took advantage of two of those certifications. One is as being a life coach, a certified life coach, for $69, and I
want to be a life coach, Bob.
To get a second one for free.
I want to be a life coach.
That's how the program works. Derek, are you talking with someone at the coffee shop?
No. I'm going to drop off. I'll call you when I get back home tonight, okay?
Okay, you can drop off, or you can just put your phone on mute, one or the other, you know.
That's a dollar.
*6 is mute. On just about any cell phone, if you hit *6. So anyway, and some phones just have a mute button on it. You push that also. But anyway, the Hope Collection started, as I said, by Dr. Joel Griffin and his wife, Artis, about 25 years ago or so. I don't remember the exact date. But Dr. Griffin wanted to have some way to develop something that would be a memory for his mother. His mother's name was Hope, and Hope was the kind of lady she went. I met her a couple of times, but she was always interested in helping other people. She was she got her master's degree in the 1930s, when it was unheard of a woman going to college and getting not only a bachelor's degree but getting a master's degree as well. And she was a teacher that worked with young people, but she also worked with adults. She worked a lot with families that had lost loved ones through the wars, and she worked with children from school, she had after school programs also that she developed, and she was an artist. She painted, and Joel and artists have many of her paintings that they have hung up in their house and to give them memories. But he wanted to have some kind of a memory that he could share all of his memories about his mother and his family. And so he developed a program called the Hope Collection. And it started with a database program, which he developed. It was called the RR Center, research center, and he developed that, and he had met Ronald Reagan, the former president, years ago, at a celebration function in Washington D.C. Joel was so involved in all kinds of things all over his life. He had helped three presidents on their budgets. He was a mathematician, and he had his doctorate degree in math. He was a teacher for many years. But then he started this program, and he started some businesses of his own, several different businesses Joel was involved in, and became very successful in all of them. But he also helped presidents on the side, and as an advisor to the president. And he helped, the first one was Ronald Reagan. He helped Bill Clinton, and he helped others in his lifetime. I think Richard Nixon was another one he helped. He learned from his mother that it was very important to help other people. And so he developed the Hope Collection. He called us together one day when he had the idea, and he said, because we were friends, Joel and I were friends even before the Hope, many years before the Hope Collection, and many of the other people that Joel called together up in upstate New York, in Corning, New York, as a matter of fact, he told us what his vision was, to set up an online program where we could use that program and connect it up with other programs to help people in many different areas. And we chose eight different areas that to help people in. I've already mentioned the one about education and certification. There were other areas like health and wellness was one area. Housing was another area. Faith leadership, family was another one. That's the one that I concentrate on because I have a large family of nine children and almost 30 grandchildren and great-grandchildren right now. Out of eight areas that we could help people in, and they were areas that touched almost every aspect of people's lives. Some people were interested in housing, and that was another area that we have programs in, and we started off the Hope Collection from the very beginning. And I'm very much interested in housing also, because I own properties of my own and I invest in properties. So that's an area that I'm very interested in, and I help people in that area. One of the groups that I am specifically working with a lot through the program is the people who are immigrants that come to this country, both legal and illegal. I personally believe that people that come to this country should come here legally, but things have changed over the years. In fact, with the current administration, we have a completely open border. They can walk across the border and come to this country, whether they have gone through the legal process or not. So we have more illegal immigrants in this country now than we do legal immigrants. So I work with either of them. It doesn't make any difference to me, even though my preference is to is that people would take the legal process rather than coming here illegally. But that's okay because a lot of people are hurting in other countries, and they need to get out of those countries. And the United States is a great country for people to come to because there are opportunities here that they would not have in their other countries. And there are freedoms that they have here that they would not have in their other countries. some people in government are trying to take away some of our freedoms. But many of us are fighting hard to keep those freedoms that we have, like the freedom to worship wherever we want to worship and however we want to worship, and the freedom to vote legally, not illegally. And so there are many freedoms that we have that we were given by God when this country was founded, and I personally believe that this country was created by God for us, for all of us human beings that are here, and we have programs to help the veterans, for example, because many of the veterans, one of the groups that has the highest number of suicides in this country is United States veterans, because they come here and they serve our country, and then when they get out, they don't know what to do. Their job is gone if they had a job. Their family's gone if they had a family. They have no income coming in, or very little income if they get a income from the government. But it's a bad situation, and a lot of them have got mixed up in drugs for some reason while they were in the military, and so it's a bad situation. So that's one of the groups that we are concentrating on, is helping veterans, whatever it is they need help in, whether it's financial, whether it's housing, whether it's careers or jobs or small businesses. Some of them want to get involved in small businesses to start off, to make income. And we help them in those areas. We have all kinds of programs that we can help people in those areas. So we don't exclude anyone in the Hope Collection. Some people exclude themselves, but that's okay. We just help whoever wants help, whoever needs help. Those are the people that we help, right, Derek?
Yes,
you come back on. So we're looking for people that are looking, and we're offering our services to them for free.
And my services for you for free.
Yeah, right. And Derek is in training right now.
I want to be a life coach.
Derek. Derek wants to be a life coach, and he's in training for that right now.
John Tate wants to be a life coach too.
Yep. And so we're working together on that for him, and Derek also is looking to make some more income. So we're working with him on that area also. So whatever areas that a person has, we're working with them. John, I mentioned that Derek brought forward. He contacted him, and I talked to him a number of times, and he's interested in helping people who have served time for a crime that they committed. They're inmates that come out of the prison system, and they're like a lot of the veterans. They have very little resources when they come out. They in most cases don't have a job. In most cases, they don't even have a house to live in. So that's an area where people need a lot of help.
Right.
And these people
that's
are human
we
beings.
Can help.
Right. And they may have committed a crime of some sort, and they served their time, and now they want to be part of society and to make some contributions to society. So we're working up a program that we could work with John on to satisfy his dream. His dream is to help those that come out of jail. And so we say we have programs from jail to Yale. It's the jail system to the university system, Yale. By the way, I have two grandchildren who are in university, are studying at Yale University right now. And that's a very expensive proposition where people need help. The tuition there at Yale University is $75,000 a year. So if you go 4 years, you're talking about over $300,000 you have invested in your education. And we can do it so much cheaper through the Hope Collection by giving access, giving people access to online programs. There is a charge for them, but the charge is minimal, very minimal. Compare pennies on the dollar. Compared to what you'd pay going to a university. So that's another good program that we have that we're working with people on. But anyway, I was talking about the Spanish people that I'm working with, the immigrants that come over here from Central America and South America and Mexico and other places to immigrate to the United States. And I have found that they are highly motivated. They're highly motivated, and they're very appreciative for anything that we do to help them. And they're very, very great people. Now, just like any population, there are a few people that are not so nice. But we will work with the not so nice also, if they want us to. But I prefer to work with those that are highly motivated and want to do the right things for people, and want to do the right things to help other people. And so that's who I'm working with. I have a ministry at my church that's a Spanish ministry. And that's how I got involved in it. That's how I got involved with the Spanish people, because I met so many of them that were great people. They were good Christians, and they were just interested in helping other people. So that's that. The first thing that I started off with, the Spanish people, set up a program how to teach them the English language and how they could learn the English language, learn the words, learn how to put the words into sentences, learn how to write paragraphs, and how to compose things, and learn how to speak intelligently in the English language. I did that for a number of years with them, but then the COVID pandemic came across, and we had to stop it because we were doing it in people's homes. And they didn't feel comfortable inviting other people into their home, other Spanish people into their homes, continuing that program. So anyway, we put it on hold for a while, but we're starting it up again. I found a lot of personal satisfaction out of doing that, helping people. I don't do things for people to generally because I want to get paid for it, because I have incomes of my own that I don't need people to pay me for the things that I do for them. So anyway, and I'm by the way, I'm not bragging about that. That's just something I do because it's not about me. It's about them. It's about the people that we're helping. That's who this program is all about. Because that's our motto, helping people and helping them to help other people. By the way, in that Spanish training program where we were training them the English language, several of them are now doing it on their own and helping other people to learn the English language. So that's part of what we call the pay it forward philosophy. There was a movie came out many years ago called Pay It Forward. Kevin Spacey and Helen Hunt were the stars in that show. And the real star was Helen, was the boy that played Helen Hunt's son. And so anyway, the teaching program has been very beneficial. I just felt bad because we had to stop it, but we are continuing it. As I said, we started it up again, and we're working with more of the Spanish people to help out. So, see, one of the reasons that I started with that was because in almost anything we do in our life, we need to communicate. And if 95% of the people in this country communicate using the English language, then and then the people that come over here, the Spanish people, don't know how to speak the English language. They can't communicate. And it helps them communicating with other people in the American society, and it helps them to communicate on their, if they get a job, to communicate on their job, and in all their relationships, it helps them, relationships that are other than Spanish relationships. And many of them do have friends. If I have one of the Spanish guys that I was working with, a very good friend of mine now, he wanted to join an organization that I belong to called the Knights of Columbus. It's an organization of men that help people, and they learn things about how to do more in their family, to be more of a father, to be more of a husband, to do better in those areas. And to be charitable, and so there's a lot of things that we can do to help those Spanish people to become acclimated to the U.S., to our society. And I'm not saying that because that's what I want them to do. That's what they want to do, because that's how we work. We find out what it is that they're interested in. The people that we bring into the Hope Collection, what are they interested in? And then we work with them on that. And as long as they want us to help them, we help them. So that's how the program works. And that's how we, for example, in the area of housing, we've connected up with a company that develops what's called tiny homes. Tiny homes are much smaller than a traditional home, but they come in different sizes, all the way up to three bedroom. But they're very compact and very inexpensive. We've changed the name from tiny homes to affordable homes because that's what they are. They're affordable homes. You can start up in a tiny home. A purchase price of about $30,000. You can start up to $75,000 if you want more space and you want more bedrooms, for example. These affordable homes are very good for people that may come out of the service like a veteran. And they're very good for people who have young newlyweds who don't really need a big home, but they do need a home. And maybe they were living at home with their parents, and now that they're married, they want to have their own place. So these are very affordable homes for them, and they're very good. And they have a very good resale value if someone wants to resell one. A lot of seniors today are downsizing. In other words, they have a big home, maybe two or three bedrooms, and they want to. Their children have are adults now and have moved out and have their own places, so they want to downsize. A very good friend of mine just did that. He downsized, and so these affordable homes are very good for that, for those type of people also, for seniors who want to downsize. It's a very good project, and it's something that can help people. We even have a bank that can help people if they need money on their mortgage, or if they want to buy a home. We have that process available also. And it's a nationally certified bank, so it can loan to anywhere in the country. And we're also working with people in other countries as well. I want you to understand that. I have my oldest grandson got married to a girl from Germany, and they now have a child, and they're living in Germany. And so we're starting up a program working with them in Germany. I have some very good friends in Colombia, South America. We're working with them also to develop whatever it is that they want. Some of them are interested in housing. Some of them are interested in the English language. Some of them are interested in improving their financial situation, either through a career change or from starting up their own business. We help people to start up their own business for about $180. Now, that's a very minimal startup cost for any business. And we do that through a company called AltaCore. AltaCore is a company that's been around for more than 70 years, and it's been helping people for more than 70 years. And it's also an international company that operates in over 120 different countries around the world. So those are just some. I'm giving you kind of an overview of the Hope Collection because and some of the things that I'm personally involved in. and by the way, when I started working with Dr. Joel Griffin, which is within the late 1970s. So I knew him for a long time, but he passed away about a year and a half ago. He had fought cancer for more than 5 years, and it kept spreading into different areas in his body. So anyway, he has passed, and his wife is carrying his legacy and her legacy forward. So she was as actively involved in the program as Dr. Griffin was, and so we're working with her now exclusively, and so I'm very very happy that she has decided to continue on with the program because. As I said, she was as much involved in it as Dr. Joel Griffin was. And he was, Joel and Artith both were great servant leaders, like Joel's mother was a servant leader, where she served people. She didn't want people to serve her. She wanted to serve them. And Joel was the same way. And Artith is the same way. Her goal is to help us, all of us, that are that have needs that she can help us with, and that's my goal, is to help other people. And I, as I said, I do it for free. I don't charge Derek for the time that I spent with him. I don't charge John the time that I spent with him. I don't charge my children for the time that I spend with them to coach them and help them and my grandchildren. I don't charge them. See, that's just the way I am. As I said, I have incomes coming in from other sources. I don't need it to come in from people that I'm working with through this not-for-profit corporation called the Hope Collection, because that's what it is. It's a not-for-profit. It's registered with the federal government as a 501c3. That's 501c. That's a not-for-profit corporation. The federal government has set that up so that people can start up nonprofits, but also they can have connections and contracts with for-profit corporations. So that's how we get people connected to make incomes through this for-profit corporations. People can save money on everything they buy for their household. People can make money by helping other people do the same thing. And it doesn't come from the people that we're helping. It comes from the suppliers that supply things that people need. For example, everybody, I would think, uses toothpaste. If you want to get some toothpaste, maybe traditionally all your life you've been going to the local store and buying your toothpaste there. Well, we set it up so that you can buy it from your house, and you can buy it through a supplier that gives it to you at a discount. And we do that with all the things that people use in their household. For example, all kinds of personal care products that people want to use in their household, things like cosmetics, things like shampoo, things like household cleaning products, dishwashing products, furniture, dishwashers, refrigerators, whatever it is. Maybe you need some things from Home Depot. Well, you can order them through our program and get a discount on them, and also get points that are added up over the month, and then at the end of the month you get a bonus for however many points you made. So it's a very simple program, and it deals with things that people already are purchasing, but they're purchasing at a retail price rather than a wholesale price. So we set it up so that they can buy everything they need at wholesale. And we have a program called Ditto Delivery. And this was started before any, I know many other companies now are doing this, but it was started years before any other country did this. And this particular one was started in the late 1990s. So there's been a tremendous advances in the way that people can purchase things, and companies like Amazon and Uber and other companies are jumping on the bandwagon and doing that now and having home delivery. And so, but we've been doing it for years, almost 70 years, as I said. Or maybe even more than 70 years now. I think it was in the 1930s. Yeah, it's more than 70 years. Also, health products. There's all kinds of health products that we have available. I personally use about 15 different health products every day because I'm up in age now, in my 80s, and so I need a lot of help in the health area. So I'm taking organic, certified health products to keep me healthy and to keep me going. And so I'm very healthy, by the way, physically and mentally. I'm thankful to the good Lord for that because he's given me good health. And he's giving me the skills that I need to maintain that health. I'm just kind of rambling here, but my one guest has dropped off. And I want the people that are listening on the internet to to hear some of these things. Maybe one of these things will spark something, spark a thought in their mind that maybe we can help them. So I want to give you a telephone number you can call. You can come on to this radio show anytime you want to by dialing this number, 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And we don't exclude anybody. Everybody is welcome to come on to this radio show. I have someone that just came on. I'm not sure it is. It's from a 610 area code. Would you introduce yourself?
Hi. This is Linda.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi. How you doing today?
I just thought I'd spend like 15 minutes till, you know, my next project to listen to some Blog Talk Radio. I thought your little title and everything else was topic was interesting to listen to. Figure to be interesting.
Okay, great. Welcome aboard. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
My name is Bob. Would you give me your name again, please?
Linda.
Rosa?
L-I-N-D-A.
Oh, okay. Great. And how did you decide to get onto the radio show?
Well, I just looked under the live shows, and after maybe looking through like maybe 15 shows or so, or 12 or 15, it seemed like, you know, you were pretty decent. I love the picture coloring, like your little photo of your avatar. Really nice colors. I just attracted, like, drawn to your, you know, like, avatar even.
Great. Well, you know, I've been rambling on here for about 40 minutes now about the Hope Collection. I had one other guest that came on a little bit ago, and he's a friend of mine from Tennessee, and he dropped off. But just in a nutshell, the Hope Collection is basically about helping you and helping other people. That's what it's all about. I've been involved with this for about 40 years now, with a program like this and then this one. And I'm what's called a talk show host. Like they do on radio, they have hosts that host talk shows. But what I do is I basically work with people all around the country, and as a matter of fact, around the world. I'm working now in Germany and Colombia and Brazil and other countries around the world to help people and to help whatever it is that they would like us to help them with. And we have eight main areas that we work with people, like areas in housing, if people have an issue with housing, or in family unit, in their faith leadership, in education, certifications, and many other areas that we have projects that we can help people with. So that's what the Hope Collection's all about, is just working with individuals and working with companies that are organizations that might need some help. Like we work with Easter Seals, and we work with New York City Relief, and we work with many other charitable organizations as well as public and private organizations and individuals. I personally work a lot with individuals. I'm working with a lot of Spanish people right now that are immigrants that have come into this country. And I was talking about that, how we're working with them to help them with their education, help them with their speaking of the and using the English language. So there's all kinds of things that we work with people on. And if you want to find out more about that, our show is broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock Eastern time. And we also have a show on Saturday morning with the same telephone number. Anybody can access it. That's 714-816-4686. And we basically just talk about what it is that people have on their mind, because the program is all about you. It's not about us. Our focus is on the people that want us to help them. And if they have some areas that they want us to help them, we'll work with them. We do a little telephone interview with someone. That's one of the first things we do. It's just to find out what really interests them. What really are their needs, if they have needs for something. And I mentioned some of those kinds of things, like financial and housing and other areas, education, health and wellness. So whatever area that someone has a need in, we work with them in that area. And we work with them as long as they want us to work. And we do not charge those people for helping them. We do get some compensation, but it doesn't come from the people that we are working with. It comes from what we call the suppliers that provide products and services for people. So kind of in a quick run over, that's what the Hope Collection is all about. And I will be happy if you were referred you to this program. You should get back with them and ask them questions and tell them what you'd like to do. We have a very simple registration program. There's about 8 questions that are asked online that a person can go into and register for free into the Hope Collection. And that registration gives you a number of different benefits. First of all, you're assigned someone that will work with you. We call them a coach. And some of those people are certified life coaches, and some of them are just regular coaches. As I said, there's no charge for doing that. You get free coupons for life by going into the Hope Collection and registering, and many other benefits, access to all the programs that I mentioned in those 8 areas. A person can get access to those. That's what I would recommend. I would recommend that you talk to the person. If someone referred you, talk to that person. If not, you can call me. My number is area 908-209-9202. That's 908-209-9202. And I give out that number not only to you, but to anybody else that might be listening. If they want to find out more about the Hope Collection, or if there's a particular area that they might be interested in, we'll be happy. We'll be more than happy to help you. And it's not, I'm not doing it by myself. We have a whole team of people that works. I happen to be a member of the board of directors of the Hope Collection, vice president, and a very good friend of mine, Ron Clayton, up in Buffalo, New York, is also on the board, and he's the president of the board. And we have, right now we have 10 members on our board who are, their whole idea is to find out if there are any new projects that we can add to the Hope Collection. We do that. And if there's we approve those new projects, and also the board members also work with people individually, and work with companies and organizations. Some people work with veterans. Some people work with first responders. Some people work with teachers. Some people work with the Spanish immigrants, like I do. It's just all kinds of different skill sets that we each have that we choose to work in a particular area. One of my other skill sets is in the family. One of our main areas is the family unit. And I have a very large area, I mean a very large family, 9 children and growing, and and 30, almost 30 grandchildren right now, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So I've had a lot of experience in coaching people. I've been coaching my family all my life, and I have a lot of experience working with Dr. Joel Griffin, who founded the Hope Collection over the years, and I learned a tremendous amount from him and developed skill sets that help me to help people. So that's what the Hope Collection is all about. It's helping people by helping them to help other people. And that's our motto, and that's what we do. And we have all the tools that are necessary to help people. And do you have any questions about anything that I just talked about?
Oh, a couple. First of all, the last 4 digits of your phone number, is it 2092?
Yeah, it's 9208209-9202. And I'll be more than happy to talk with you.
Okay. Hold on. 908-209-99 what?
Okay, I'll say it again.
908-209-9202. Okay,
you
want to
say it back
to
me?
Oh, I wrote it down. 9089-9202.
And the area is 908. That's in New Jersey.
Yeah,
that's where I live.
I see. I wanted to know whether you guys...
IC-610, that's a Pennsylvania number, right? 610?
Yeah, that's a Pennsylvania
right.
number.
Yeah, okay.
What is your original intention for, like, starting it, you know? Normal people want, like normal people
sorry,
want a job. I don't know, we're just wondering your intentions, because, normal people want, like money or
right.
whatever. Are you guys just trying to be Samaritans or benefactors, I guess? Helping the world?
Okay. If you like to call me, you can call me at any time. I do this radio show on Thursdays from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. That's about the only time that I tell people not to call me in that time frame. But during the rest of the week, I carry my cell phone with me all the time. So you can reach me just about any time. And if you would like me to call you, I can do that too, you know. So it's up to you, okay?
Okay.
It's completely
voluntary. Outside the radio, show you.
I'm sorry?
Outside of your radio show, you're free?
This is a radio show we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I know. So,
studio.
Outside of the timing?
Right. And the radio show is broadcast 5 days a week. from 12 noon to 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, please feel free to call me, and we'll talk some more on the phone.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great. And you have a great day. And we're out of time now, so I'm going to be signing off. This is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off from the Hope Collection Radio Show. And there's a great man that will be on the show tomorrow at 12 noon. That's Captain Len Kane. He's a former Navy captain, and he is another man that's started up a program called the Golden Rule Society, and he's been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts around the world. So he's a very active man in helping people around the world. And he will be hosting the program tomorrow. So if you want to hear more, that's another good place to go to. Okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody. Everybody's listening online, and it's been good talking with you all. And we're going to be signing off now. I want to just say God bless you all, and you all have a great day. This is Bob Oakley. I'm signing off of the Hope Collection radio show right now. Bye-bye.